Ladies and gentlemen, long awaited, highly anticipated conversations with Coach Leanne Sanders and her captains. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Oh,
that is accurate.
Because I tell you, I usually mess up. So, this is out at Fort Zumwalt South, and if you're unaware, living underneath a rock or in a cave or something, they won three in a row, state champions, class three. It's off the charts, and we're here. And without further ado, Coach, you want to say something?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. You know, when you say three times in a row, it still doesn't feel quite real to me.
Because no.
I think for these three girls, so I have Jalen, Ashley, and Audrey with me today. For these three girls, it's a pretty unique thing because they don't know a high school soccer season that doesn't finish in a state championship, which is incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. And coming from someone who played high school soccer, you know, I just don't think they even realize how rare this is. It's pretty spectacular.
Well, it's a jaw dropper. Anybody that walks into the gate and they see the, what would you
the
call
sign,
it?
Yeah, our this, state champ sign.
I mean, you know you're on hollow ground. This is the place. And we don't have any audio at Whale Certified, but I'll guarantee these three Bulldogs over here, they're gonna bring some game this year. So we're looking forward to seeing it, you know. But, and Whale Certified is gonna be here after the games and stuff, you know, to get interviews. But Coach, is there something you want to tell the fans? You got something underneath the belt or somewhere?
Yeah. You know, I think. You know, we kind of started building this after COVID, and the group of girls that has come in, you know, even before COVID, but in particular this group, they have just pushed each other continually. And we do have a really special class of senior girls this year that you're going to have to come out and watch, because we have 13 seniors on the team this year.
Wow.
Which is just an incredible group. I mean, they've set the tone, and I think they've set the tone for future classes for sure.
Wow. I just got goosebumps, girls. Captains, can we go, we'll start at left to right, all right. So you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, so first is Jalen Brownlee. So obviously all three of these players have played since their freshman year. Jalen's kind of been someone who we looked at as a real defensive strength from the start going forward, and we're hoping to get her involved in the attack this year, which is going to be really exciting. She's going to be going to Arkansas next year, playing for Arkansas with one of our alum,
nice.
Ava Tankersley, who's there. So it's going to be a
name dropper.
Exciting thing.
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting to see what Jalen does this year. And then, obviously, we want to get through this year before we want to watch her next year.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, can you tell your fans and, you know, your new coming fans and the people, what are you shooting for this season?
Another state championship would be good. But, honestly, I think it's possible if we all work really hard towards it. But I'm grateful for all the support of the fans and our families and friends that come out to watch us.
It's a Bulldog community, man. When you come out here to play, you know you're in the Bulldog country, boy. And who do we have next?
And next we have Ashley Miller. So she is someone that she came out her freshman year. We didn't know who she was, but she sure set the tone for what was going to come. She has the smoothest feet, the smoothest skills on the team.
Wow.
When she dribbles down the field, and even boys on the sideline are yelling, "Dice them up, Millie."
Oh.
So we've got her kind of attacking more and more. She's built with goals every year that she's been with us, and just really excited to see. Next year she's going to be playing for SLU. So awesome, awesome opportunity, and we get to keep watching her play in the St. Louis area, which is great.
Right. Oh, man, from a Bulldog to a Billiken. All right, sister, what do you got to say?
About what?
Very good, very good. Yeah, you don't, yeah. You don't, yeah, you don't, you wait for the opportunity, right? Unless you, yeah, it's a soccer move. That's why it's smooth. It was, well, all right, then it wasn't. All right, it's my mistake. I guess just your goals. Like, what is it like being a bulldog out here?
I think it's amazing. I think the culture is one of the best ever, and I'm so happy to go to the school.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. I mean, you know what goosebumps are?
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps. I mean, that's you really laid it out nicely. Coach, the last one.
Last one, we have Audrey Smith. She's been our leading goal scorer for the past couple of years, kind of competed with Brooke Couture, who just graduated last year.
Name dropper.
As much as I can. Audrey is incredibly fast, has a knack for the goal, also makes other players around her even better by getting into good spaces to get their passes and kind of make it dangerous. And then another Billiken next year. So, yeah, these two are going to be back together again.
Well, so you all know Katie Shields is going to be on. And we're, oh, man, wow. All right, here it goes.
Name drop. This whole experience is, I feel like, a surreal experience. It's just incredible to see all of, the players from different, clubs and different, communities, play each other and get to play with each other and different people. And I feel like our culture and our atmosphere here at South High is like no other, because you have other people, everyone from different teams supporting you and you supporting them. And I just think that's one thing that our high school has that no other high school has.
Well said. Well said, Captain. And I may have echoed that, because it is really something. There's, five, six teams out here? You got track, you got tennis, you got this, you got the JV was earlier. I mean, it's really a student-athlete campus. I mean, you must have thousands of kids.
Yeah, I mean, we have a really, really talented group of athletes. And, we've got a good set of coaches, too, that encourage players to come out. They're willing to work with multi-sport athletes, get people involved in a lot of different things. And I think that makes it just a really good environment. I mean, we just went to a sectional basketball game the other day, and the atmosphere there was incredible. So we're going to put pressure on our fans to get out here and make our atmosphere just as incredible.
Just as, even over the top.
Please.
Now, I want you to know, you're well certified. All three of you are off the charts. Yeah. Yeah. When you look back on this, you're going to say, wow, that was something. But it's just an incredible that I want you to know that I know that you know, hey, you started it. You're going to finish it here, and then you're going to start it where you go. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. Oh, man, it's just, God, you must have seen them when they were freshmen and said that he's going to be good.
I felt really lucky. Yeah. Really, really lucky. I mean, yeah, I think you said it a really good way. They started a certain way, and I think that, the end result is what it is. There's a lot of different factors that
right.
go into it, but I think they're going to finish the way they started in terms of how they treat their team, how they respect our culture, and then how they play on the field. The whole thing. They really set a tone, like I said, and I think that, just knowing that I have these three girls to kind of lead our way going into the rest of this season makes me feel honored to be
yes.
their coach.
Yes, and, we name drop, but the situation is that culture. It's not an accident that all of you talk about culture. I mean, it's true,
and... the coaches before me, Jim Lane and Chad Baldwin have all kind of set the tone, and the boys program here, it's just been a really vibrant soccer community. There's just been a ton of soccer here. The boys team has been incredible. They're off the charts in terms of what they've achieved, and so it just makes it fun. We've got boys that'll come out and kick the ball around with us. We've got alumni. We've got a couple showing up tonight.
Nice.
They just want to be around the program. So, yeah.
It's 5:00, Coach. Can I have 5 or 10 more?
Yeah, go for it. We start we've got a little bit of time before training starts.
Yeah, because I know this is to the moment. You know, a moment, there's several moments between the minute, all right? So you're looking at me and I'm looking at you. All right? And come on, man. Set a goal. What is it?
Like a team goal?
Oh, yeah, because you're the captain.
I want another state championship, but I want our team to be like a family, and I just want to have fun my last year, no drama. And this is like an environment I come out to have fun. Club soccer is serious, but out here, like, you get to focus and have fun at the same time.
Outstanding. That was outstanding.
High fives all around.
Yeah, that was outstanding. Okay, then. The same answer. I forgot the question. Set a goal. What's your goal this year?
My goal is to also win another state championship.
But how about your mindset and everything? How are you going to handle this?
My mindset is also I want to have fun with it. But I want a good environment for everyone to have fun. And I also want everyone to get better, as well as myself, as like we're all going to college next year, or, you know, the other kids will go back to club. But I want everyone to have a chance to get better and work super hard, and then hopefully win a state championship.
And may I say that Coach Shields says that all her players are good and they make their teammates better.
Yes.
Nice going, sister. I'll tell her you said that. Okay. Save the best for last.
No.
Okay, sister.
Don't mess up.
Boom, boom. Now, you know the question?
Yeah.
Okay, go at it.
Win another one, I guess. I mean, I would say win another one, but also improve as a team. Like, not even just, like, each other, but, like, every practice and every game and learning, like, something and then adapting to it and then improving it to the next and, like, trying to put what we, like, need to work on into our games. And then I would say just having fun, because time flies and you never know. Like, time flies when you're having fun, so.
Man. Wisdom, sister, wisdom. And may I say, your soccer IQ. Well, but may I say that when I was in high school, my captains were lifetime. We're lifetime friends. And I'm glad you all said that, because your teammates are really going to be fortunate. And, Coach, are there other diamonds you had to – are they the top? Are they, is it obvious, or there's more?
Well, I 13. Definitely think that we have a – you know, we have a really strong team overall. And I think that as each of the younger girls develop, you keep seeing more and more. But I think just being able to set a tone, kind of – you know, I think something that does set these three apart is their mentality, kind of approach to...
Yes, it's very noticeable.
Yeah, I mean, that you need, like, if you're going to be an elite athlete, you need a certain intensity level. You got to come out with an intensity level, but you also have to have that sense of fun. And so it just makes me extremely excited that was first and foremost in terms of what they want to accomplish this year, because, you know, the final result, like I said, is something that takes, you know, hours and hours of practice, games that all go right, healthy players across the board. There's some things that are just completely out of your control, but you can control the way you approach the season. You can control your attitude towards your teammates and towards the practices. So if we do that, we put ourselves in the best position to be as successful as we can. Oh, and that's the that's what we want to do.
Right. And the whole story goes is I've never met your coach. This is the first time. And you only get one time to make a first impression. And that first impression, I didn't know. I looked around, and I seen somebody that was talking to some students. So that's a woman that involved. But I didn't know. I said, possibly that's her. And then you waved, and I said, wow. But you have a coaching, it's Diamond O. I mean, it's all written all over you. You know, your presence comes before you talk.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that a ton.
Right on. Well, now, what's custom at the Whale Certified, because I'll give you business cards and you can
And Knuckles. And Knuckles.
Yes, yes. That the whole story comes, there's others, but you're the first student athletes that I've, and this is going to be a new way. So you set the high standard for all others. So we're going to Clayton tomorrow. So see what they bring. All right.
Right.
So lastly, your parting thoughts. I always say, hey, man, is there something that you want to say to your family, friends, coaches, teammates, parents, whatever you want to say? This is your opportunity.
Oh, I'm going first. I would say live like there's no tomorrow. So, I would say just try and, make everyone happy and, don't dull on yourself. And to like go to everything with an open mind, because you never know what could happen.
Wow. Wow.
I was just gonna say thank you to all my family and friends and past coaches, current coaches, my past teammates, current teammates. They pushed me in ways maybe I didn't like it at the time, but I'm very thankful they did. And I think they made me a lot better, so thank you.
Nice. Captain?
Thank you to my coaches for making the hard times fun, even when it's hard to get through. And thank you to my family for the endless support.
Magnificent. No rehearsal, just right off the coast. Coach, can you bring us out?
Yeah, I just want to tell, the entire St. Louis soccer community, get out and watch some girls' soccer games this spring. They're fun. They're good games.
Yes.
We've got a lot of talent in the St. Louis area, so go out and support those girls across the board.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, Coach,
yes.
You've been well certified.
Yes.
All right. So
go
here
dogs.
Here we go. So we'll close out. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.